Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real stories, real experts, and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just tech curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this. In this episode, we are talking to David Cannon, also known as the ITIL guy, who's been on this journey since version one of ITIL. He shares deep insights and practical advice that IT leaders can start applying right away. This is one conversation you do not want to miss.
Questions, because I think we have so much wisdom and wealth of information. Like, if I could borrow your brain, I'll do so. Okay, so one of the thing you mentioned is like, if you ask technology leader now, like, how many of have you heard of ITIL? What would you tell them? Like, if you had to say, like, very succinctly in one or two sentence, like, why should you pursue the path of ITIL implementation?
Oh,
What would
that's
you
a
tell them?
really good question. And the elevator pitch. What is the elevator pitch? It's an incredibly difficult one. And I'll tell you why that is because for people to understand the need for service management, they have to understand what goes wrong when there is no service management. It's very difficult to say to someone, well, service management is the thing that makes sure that all of your IT systems and services are managed predictably and in support. And continue to support business objectives no matter how much the business changes. That's the short answer. But that just sounds like, oh, that's a cool marketing thing. When you really see the need for service management is when CrowdStrike happens. That's when you say, well, service management is the thing that prevents that kind of thing from happening. Service management is the kind of thing that prevents airlines going down and canceling, 5,000 flights over 3 days because the scheduling system, had an issue with it because of either an uncontrolled change or a vendor doing something that they shouldn't have done. Service management is the thing that prevents that from happening. So, in effect, the value proposition of service management, is very often a very negative thing. It's like, we'll. I like to say that sometimes, we sound a little bit like a Godfather movie. It's like, well, you don't have to invest in service management, but your network could go down. Your business critical systems could be unavailable when you need them. It really sounds like a kind of threat, but actually that is what service management does. It keeps your IT environment well managed, secure, available, and it makes sure that whatever you're doing with IT continues to meet business objectives as those objectives change.
No, I think that's a good point. But I know you said you don't have elevator pitch, but I think you do, which is like when things go wrong, you'll know, like in
You'll know.
hindsight.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's better to be proactive than reactive, especially like I would think
Right.
like if you're a small organization, maybe people and consumers will be a little bit more forgiving because they understand like you're running a small operations, and of course, as long as it's not critical.
Well,
But like
that's
medium
true.
to big is like I think
Yeah.
so. Like I was trying to write a blog, and I was going around like I made a point that today I'm going to observe like if these companies did service management, how would their reputation and their service will improve? So like I'm going on a website and they're advertising we are doing a workshop on 10th of November 2024, and today is like 16th of December, of course, And then I was on one of the retailer website and their product name was like some rubber bath duck set with the image which was totally not that. I'm like, okay, that's number two. Number three was I opened an account and it was some kind of tax saving account, and obviously I was late, so I need to get this done as soon as possible. I emailed their helpline. They got back to me with a very standard answer without even looking what my question was. I'm like, there you go. Like in a space of 3 hours, I had like this many examples. Like, I mean, of course, it's not gonna
Exactly.
make or break their business as much, but I think like reputation matters, like, you know, like winning the customer, or perhaps,
Well,
you know, accidentally, let's say the person didn't pay attention and went on a retailer website, ordered it, and then they were surprised, like, oh no, that's not what this, right? Like, so that's gonna cost unnecessary expense on their part, having to return, or like, I'm never going on that site. So yeah, it's not like in that instant, but also like a, you know, a dominoes effect of doing things using
it
service
is,
management.
and it is a domino effect. But in addition to that, even though the loss may be relatively small, for a small company, even a small loss can mean the difference between staying in business or going out of business. I mean, I was working in an organization and their website went down, and nobody realized it until somebody called them and said, "Hey, we're not getting a response to our emails. What's going on over there?" And they suddenly realized, oh, there's an issue because the website's also down. And it turned out it was a domain name service issue. But the problem was that the 3 days that it took for them to discover that and the extra day to fix it, so total 4 days of downtime, meant that they had missed a couple of time sensitive emails that had to do with the bid that they were submitting. And they could not adjust the bid in time with the new information. Wasn't a big deal, but it was something they were counting on.
No,
And
definitely. Definitely.
What was interesting, sorry, I'll finish that, because what
No, go
was
ahead, go ahead.
interesting is that when we talked about, you need to really think about EITL, because EITL will tell you how all of these things fit together. How the website is related to your email system and how your email system is important for submitting proposals. If you know all of that information, then it's very easy when you see the first signal that something is down to see what else is impacted and how to fix it. But the answer that I got from somebody who was there is like, no, we don't need EITL. That's for large corporations. We can't afford to deal with all of the compliance issues with EITL. Like, where in EITL did anybody tell you had to comply with anything? Right? It's a set of guidelines. EITL will tell you, hey, map your services, show how things fit together, and this is why. Where's the compliance in that? Where is the rigorous demand for, process and overhead? It isn't there. And this is something I find that people get a lot wrong with EITL, is like they perceive it as something that is this rigorous set of standards, and it really isn't. It's, hey, it's a bunch of companies that have done some stuff that works. Why don't you read what they've done and see if it works for you? That's really what EITL, that's what EITL is about.
No, that's true. I think in my line of work as a trainer and you know, consultant, I do hear that a lot. Like, oh, it's expensive and it's laborious and I need big team. And I was like, no, it's not quite like that. Of course, you know, you need to define scope. Like, what do you plan to achieve by doing so? Like, and that will dictate how much of EITL you're actually going to use.
Yeah.
So yeah, I
Hope you're enjoying my chat with David Cannon as much as I am, because let's be honest, you know, the episode is full of practical advice. We all can benefit from it. Don't forget to tune in next week as we keep the EITL deep dive going. More insights, more ideas and wisdom, and probably a few aha moments. Talk to you then. Till then, take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.